Still today, the bears are the pride and joy of the local population and are no doubt one of the major attractions of the city. They have been watched with delight by innumerable visitors from all over the world, and everyone, it seems, likes the droll fellows. Except perhaps one surly traveller from England, Thomas Jefferson Hogg, the friend and biographer of Shelley. He, it seems, was not impressed, for here is what he wrote of the bear pit in Bern.
We visited the only public amusement in the place, the fosses in which the bears are kept. Persons of all ages and of all ranks, from the councillor or MP to the beggar, are never weary of gazing at the animals and hang over the wall in fond delight. The opulent sometimes spend a halfpenny in pears or gingerbread to throw to the bears. They watch them eating, and if the bears catch a piece of gingerbread in their paws, the happiness of the spectators is complete. This is the only notion a Bernois can form of pleasure. When he reads that we soon become tired of pleasure, he understands of feeding bears. A man of pleasure or a woman of pleasure is a person who is occupied all day long in throwing gingerbread to bears.
Well, it takes all kinds to make a world. Fortunately, there are many people who do like bears. One of them is Mr. Emil Henny, keeper of the Bears of Bern. We went downtown to visit his domain and ask a few questions about his four-legged foster children.
Mr. Henny, how did you get to be a bear keeper?
Well, when the job became vacant, I applied with quite a good many other candidates. What finally turned the decision in my favor was the fact that I had previous experience in training dogs and that I have always had great fondness for animals.
I see. How many bears do you have under your care at present?
We have 9 ground ones in the pit, and we got 2 litters of young ones.
That's always a great attraction. Will they all survive?
It hardly ever happens that the whole litter survives. Some of them are too weak and die before they have a chance to grow up.
Isn't there a certain danger of degeneration of those bears in captivity, generally speaking, I mean?
There is, no doubt. Not so much because they are in captivity, but through interbreeding. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, we got some fresh blood through the 2 bears that Marshal Tito sent the city of Bern from Yugoslavia.
Well, how do those get along with the rest of the gang?
They are perfectly used to their colleagues, as far as bears can get used to each other.
I see.
It is quite impossible to let all of them out into the pits indiscriminately. That would really cause trouble.
I can imagine. Well, speaking of trouble, have you personally ever had any unpleasant encounters with them?
Not really. There have been a few rather critical moments, and I have been bitten quite a number of times. Mm-hmm. As you can see from the marks on my arm here.
Oh, yes, indeed.
But generally, the bears and I get along very well. They seem to feel that I am very fond of them, but it's always very hard to tell how a bear feels because he never changes his facial expression. That's why many people think they are unpredictable. They are not really, and they certainly are not vicious, even though they can do an awful lot of damage or harm if they set themselves to it.
And in spite of what their devoted keeper, Mr. Henny, has to say in their favour, perhaps it is as well that they can be admired from a safe distance. And from a distance, they do look extremely amusing and pleasant, especially when they're performing their hilarious stunts to encourage their audience to throw down carrots and figs, of which they seem able to consume unlimited quantities. In fact, they are so amusing that many people wish to take home a little souvenir of them, and they are, of course, the most photographed citizens of Bern. However, there was a time in bygone days when the bears of Bern were put to a cruel use.
About 2,000 years ago, Switzerland, at that time called Helvetia by the Romans, exported live bears together with mountain cheese and cattle. The cheese and cattle were for the Roman legions. The bears went to the arenas, in which shrewd emperors treated a sensation-hungry population to cruel and blood-chilling games. It is said, for instance, that the Roman emperor Caligula organized a fight between 400 bears and gladiators and dogs.
The bears Switzerland exports today are far less ferocious. In fact, they're not even live bears. They're those famous figures carved in wood, which are bought by visitors to this country, or which are, well, exported. He may be small, just a toy or a paperweight bought for one Swiss franc. Or he may be tremendous, almost the size of a real bear, but meant to be sat on, for instance. Then there are all the medium sizes and forms, such as the standing bear with his arms invitingly open to take care of a wet umbrella or two, plus perhaps a walking stick. Or a smaller bear destined to lie comfortably on his back on the dinner table to serve as a fruit or flower bowl.